Okay, hello everybody. This is Justin Lee with REIMarketingTips.com, BestForeclosureSystem.com, and MotivatedSellerLeadsForFree.com. And the reason that I'm doing this recording here is I've got a very exciting case study. The other day I got an email from a gentleman by the name of Cecil Addison from Long Island, New York. Cecil, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I am, Justin.
How you doing, Cecil?
Can't complain. Been a busy day.
Very good, very good. Anyway, it put a big smile on my face because I got an email from Cecil, and he said, Justin, I have been a subscriber to your Motivated Seller Leads for Free VIP service, and I just wanted to tell you about a deal that we closed where I think it was a $45,000 short sale deal. Is that correct, Cecil?
Yep, that's pretty accurate.
That is outstanding. Now, why don't you just for everybody on the line here, why don't you just quickly sort of walk us through, before we get into the semantics of the deal, just quickly tell everybody, how long have you been a real estate investor?
I've been a real estate investor for about a year and a half to 2 years.
Okay. And are you doing this full-time or part-time now?
I've been doing it full-time now.
Okay, great. And what did you do before you were a real estate investor?
Before I was a real estate investor, I've been working in the IT world. I've been doing that for over 20 years. I had a nice job as a system administrator, making about $109,000 a year.
And you got to the point where you quit your job because of real estate? Did you get laid off? How did you make the transition from IT into real estate?
Actually, after I started looking to get seriously involved in real estate investing, I did that before I left my job, but it seemed that I basically had a lot of phone calls and everybody was making inquiries into the real estate end of it, where everybody kept calling me on my job, and I quickly decided that if I was to get seriously involved in this, I could easily surpass the $109,000 a year I was making doing real estate. And
that's,
so I decided to make the transition.
Awesome. Okay. So obviously, if you're a full-time real estate investor, you're doing lots of marketing, and obviously, you know, this deal that we're going to talk about in a second came from, the VIP lead service that we offer. But why don't you just tell everybody, what do you actually do to market your real estate investing business? How do you get motivated sellers calling you outside of our VIP lead club?
Well, outside of the VIP lead club, I do so posts within Craigslist, a number of free advertising sites like Kijiji, Backpage.com, and basically some placing of flyers in some strategic locations. Outside of the VIP lead club, that's it. The lead club is probably my primary source of where I've been drawing all my deals from.
Okay. And so you're telling me these other sources here, like Kijiji, Backpage, Craigslist, those are all free, right?
Yes, they are.
Okay. So the only money you're spending right now on marketing is with our VIP lead club.
That's 100% correct.
And that's enough to make you a full-time real estate investor and quit a $109,000 a year job.
And it's keeping me pretty busy on top of that.
Okay. Well, that's good. Let's talk about this deal in question here. Tell me a little bit about what happened. So, obviously for the people out there who aren't familiar with our VIP lead club, a new lead comes in and you get notified instantly via email in real time, correct?
That's right.
So I'm assuming you got the lead in, it came in, and then what did you do as soon as you got it?
Well, basically, what I do with any lead, like I said, as soon as they come in, I usually like to get on right on the phone with the homeowner as soon as possible and see what it is I can do to help them. Like you said, they're motivated sellers, and with the position a lot of these people are in, the sooner that they're able to get some help with their problem, the more anxious that they are willing to work with you. And with this here gentleman, the situation was no different.
Okay, and where was this property? What city? State?
In Columbia County in New York.
It's Columbia County, New York, which is on Long Island, right?
Actually, that's a little upstate near Westchester.
Oh, okay, so upstate near Westchester. Okay, and so you called him, and he needed help, and then what happened next?
Well, basically, we had got started working on the deal. He gave me the information that I needed to submit the correct forms and then the short sale package to the bank. The bank was City Mortgage. It had two first and second lien, and both was through City Mortgage, one for approximately 100 and a matter of fact, what the total of the two loans were around $243,000.
Okay, so so he owed $243,000, and how much do you think the house was worth, realistically?
The house itself, realistically, was probably worth like around $200,000.
Okay, and what did you get the debt negotiated down to?
Okay, basically, I had the total debt negotiated down to $120,000.
So you got an approval letter for $120,000 on this property?
Two approval letters.
Okay,
basically,
but totaling $120,000.
Exactly, because even though it was a first and a second lien, and both was from City Mortgages, that they dealt with them as they were two separate. So there's two approval letters, one for about $115,000 and the other one for $5,000.
Okay, awesome. So now you've got an approval letter for $120,000, and as we all know in real estate, unless you find that buyer, you can't get cashed out. So tell us a little bit about how did you find the buyer and then how much did the buyer end up paying for the property?
Well, what you call it? It was a funny situation because the first two buyers that we found for that property actually were people who wound up passing on it because they weren't familiar with the way that we handle the transaction and do a ABC type of deal and a double closing. Basically, they wind up walking away from the deal, and it was funny because the gentleman who was the owner of the house wound up being the one who found the buyers for the particular house. The buyer worked at the same company that he worked at, and usually you'll have a situation with working as somebody in the short sale where if the homeowner has to leave the house, I don't know, maybe it's kind of human nature or whatever, but you're wondering that this person doesn't have to go out on the street, find him somewhere else to live. The situation was is that not only did he find the buyer for the house, he was able to also get out the bottom floor from the buyer after the transaction was all said and done.
Unbelievable. So you're telling me that the homeowner in distress, who you bought it from, actually helped you find the buyer?
Yes.
Okay. And what price did you give to that end buyer? How much did they buy it for?
They wound up buying it for a total of $175,000.
$175,000. So, and you think it was worth around $200,000. So that buyer got some instant equity, right?
Right. And that was something that was done to sweeten the deal, basically to bring another buyer to the table as soon as possible.
So let's go this. You got the approval letters for $120,000, right, for the two letters. And you obviously have some costs outside of just the approval letters, right? So how much extra costs did you have associated with the deal?
Approximately $10,000 with attorney's fees. I also used some transactional funding on the deal to keep money free and clear.
Awesome. So you used somebody else's money with transactional funding. So you said your total fees were about $10,000, including the transactional funding, closing costs, all that stuff. So $130,000 you're in for. And you turn around and you sell this property for $175,000. So you put $45,000 in your pocket?
Yes, sir.
That is an awesome deal. And apparently you were telling me that this is the one that's been closed where you've already deposited that check. But do you have some others in the pipeline from MotivatedSellerLeadsForFree.com?
Actually, yeah, I'm working on about six total short sales right now. At least four or five of those come from Motivated Seller Leads. There's two in New York I'm working on, one in New Jersey, whom I just finished emailing the lady today because she's just getting her documents needed for the short sale, and two in Connecticut.
Awesome. So you're working that New York tri-state area there, and it's obviously it's treating you well. And I'm guessing that we're keeping the leads coming in the door. You're going out, you're closing the leads, you're doing the business, and you're making money, and you're a full-time real estate investor.
Yeah, it's, like I said, it's definitely keeping me busy, and I'm not complaining.
So for anybody who's on the line tonight, who's listening on this call right now, you know, if you're not a VIP member, now, Cecil, what do you think would have happened if you weren't a VIP member and you had to wait a week to have received the leads?
Well, that's one of the things is that even though as a free member, you get to see the leads after about 7 days. After 7 days, you're usually just getting to see the lead, okay? Whoever's one of the VIP members, like I said, these people are motivated sellers, and what happened is anybody who was on the VIP list that gets a hold of this person, they're going to jump on the first person that sounds as though they're able to get them through their difficult situation. And usually that's why when Justin asked, what did I do after I got that email in, I said I picked up the phone and I called them. I usually do not let them sit.
Yeah, so you're jumping right on them. So so just so everybody understands, you're a VIP member. So your marketing budget right now for your full-time real estate investing business is $29.95 a month, apart from the other free stuff that you're doing that costs you nothing but your time, right?
That's it. If it comes anything above that 15, it's probably only like another $5 or so for paper that I use to do my flyering. That's it.
That's awesome. Well, Cecil, you know, it makes me happy to hear that, you know, people are doing stuff with these leads, that they're closing deals, that they're, you know, that they're making money. And, you know, I'm excited for you, and I can't wait to hear about these other deals that you close. So if anybody out there is listening, do you have any words of wisdom or advice for them?
Well, if you're listening and you are getting the free leads, definitely it is in your best interest. It's in the interest in the life of your business to go ahead and step it up to the VIP leads. You may get on and use the free lead every now and then and be able to get hold of a motivated seller who hasn't hooked up with somebody yet. But definitely is that you really will change the way your business is operating by speaking to somebody when those leads come in instead of having to wait 7 days. It's worth its weight in gold.
And just so everybody who's listening just knows, in my small part of Washington State, Bellingham, Washington, I looked at running a Thrifty Nickel ad, and they had a special three-line ad, buy 1 week, get 1 week free, and I believe that was it was either $39 or $49. I can't remember. Either way, that was for buy 1 week, get 1 week free, and you know, that was just for an ad that was going to be done with, and who knows if we would have gotten any, you know, calls from it. So, you know, I firmly believe, and I think Cecil's living proof of it, that dollar for dollar, you're not going to get better value spending in your real estate marketing budget. So, Cecil, I want to thank you for joining us. I want to thank you for sharing your awesome success story. Congratulations on, you know, the $45,000 profit. And please keep us in the loop and let us know if there's all these other ones that are in the hopper. Let us know when these ones close, okay?
Oh, no doubt. I will definitely keep in touch.
Okay, Cecil. Well, thank you very much, and I will talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good. Talk to you later, Justin.
Everybody, this has been Justin Lee with MotivatedSellerLeadsForFree.com. Go ahead. If you don't have a subscription, please get one. And if you do, go ahead and please upgrade. Thanks very much, and we'll talk to you soon.